My name is Reagan Hill. I'm currently a research associate at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. Today I'll be presenting a snippet of my master's thesis research that we conducted in 2012-2013 in College Station on deficit irrigation programs for Bermuda grass fairways in Texas. At the time of this that we wrote this proposal, you know, there was a huge emphasis being placed on what golf course superintendents are going to be, or how they can better manage their irrigation in times like in 2011, where the dark red shows that, you know, we see, you know, over 95% of the state was in severe drought. So just wondering how, you know, what strategies we can implore and we can explore to help these guys out, to give them, you know, like one strategy that we've seen is just whenever they're forced to make restrictions, they just completely turn the irrigation off in some areas, like not watering rough, like this picture shows, watering just fairways or tees, or just turning it off altogether. So basically just reducing the overall amount of irrigated turf. What we wanted to look into was exploring irrigating the same amount of acres, but just watering at a stress or deficit level, because at the time of the we wrote this proposal, the literature was lacking in how well Bermuda grass fairways will hold up if we water at stress levels. So how we evaluated this was we watered our Tifway Bermuda grass fairways. Is kind of a widely used turf grass for fairways in Texas at a couple different compared to them at a couple different irrigation levels. We had our control plots are widely accepted 0.6 times relative ET. Our stress levels at 45% and 30% of relative evapotranspiration. We also want to look at a high stress, like a non-irrigated, to see how well it maintained quality throughout the growing season. So we would apply these treatments in May through September, and then we would turn the irrigation back on to non-stress levels at the where the red arrows are, and see how well they recovered at the end of the season. Even at 30%, you know, levels as low as 30% relative to evapotranspiration, we're able to maintain statistically similar quality levels. As you look at our percent green cover on the graph right here, the red line denotes minimal acceptable quality that we thought was appropriate, and yeah, like the 30% of evapotranspiration maintain similar quality levels statistically to our non-stress level, and then had rapid recovery once we turned the irrigation back on in October. The high stress levels, the non-irrigated, did not, as we'd expect, not maintain adequate levels throughout the growing season. First season, we did see pretty good recovery once we turned the irrigation back on to full levels in October. The second season, we did not see that, mainly showing that we could have a cumulative effect of carbohydrate depletion by doing this in consecutive seasons. We also wanted to look at how well turf grass irrigated at deficit levels would hold up to traffic stresses. If our irrigated treatments, they similarly declined within each year irrigation level, and then would recover pretty good in both seasons to excellent turf quality both years. More of a drastic decrease in 2012 from our non-irrigated plots, but then, as you'd guess, also in 2013 did not recover very well. So in closing, we found that irrigating at 30% of relative evapotranspiration was generally adequate in maintaining acceptable turf quality. We say generally adequate because we're able to water these three times a week, which some golf courses or areas may not be able to do during water restrictions. And if we return, apply traffic, and if it's a traffic area, 45% of evapotranspiration might be adequate or necessary where traffic is present. Also, since we did not see very good recovery in the last season with our unirrigated plots, applying minimal amounts of irrigation might be necessary to maintain those. Also, we hope that this is more adaptable or adoptable by golf course superintendents, as ET is available nationwide now through NOAA.
Amazing. You guys are amazing.